Biblically-centered kids.
Well, welcome back to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is Monday, September 16th, 2024. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
Wait, were you wanting to say something too? Okay, apparently Annalee is going to say something now.
Hello, I'm Annalee, and I have a happy birthday shout out for you to hear. My mom, her birthday is today. She's turning 35. I hope I hope she has a good time turning 35 today. Happy birthday, Mama.
Happy birthday, Mom.
I didn't know today was your birthday. Well, happy birthday, sweetie.
Well, thank you guys so much. It is going to be a great day.
Second that. Well, anyways, today we're continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues all the way from A, which is the beginning of the alphabet, to Z, which is the end of the alphabet. Each week, we will cover a different virtue that tells us all about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to be talking about an important virtue called patience. Virtue L says, we lead with patience and respond with understanding.
That's right. Today we are revisiting an important virtue, patience. You might remember we talked about patience earlier this year, but today we're going to dig even deeper into what it means and how it helps us respond with understanding.
Patience is all about waiting calmly without getting upset or frustrated. Whether it's waiting for your turn in a game or staying calm when things aren't going your way, patience helps us keep a peaceful heart. But did you know that patience also helps us understand other people better? When we're patient, we're not just waiting. We're giving ourselves time to see things from another person's point of view.
In Proverbs 14:29, the Bible says, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." This verse shows us that patience isn't just about waiting. It's about being wise and thoughtful in how we react to others. When we take time to be patient, we often find that we can understand why someone is acting a certain way or why things are happening the way they are.
Let's think about a time when you wanted something really badly, but your parents said that you had to wait. Maybe it was for a toy, a special treat, or maybe even just time to go outside and play. It's easy to get frustrated, right? But when you practice patience, you give yourself the chance to understand that your parents might have a good reason for asking you to wait. Maybe they want to keep you safe, or maybe they just know the right time for you to have that special treat.
James 1:19 encourages us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. This verse ties in perfectly with patience because it reminds us to pause and think before we react. When we're patient, we're not just waiting, we're choosing to respond with understanding rather than reacting out of frustration.
In Colossians 3:12, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." This verse is a great reminder from God to put on these qualities every single day, just like we put on our clothes, hopefully.
When we clothe ourselves with patience, we're choosing to wrap ourselves in understanding and calmness. It's about letting these qualities be a part of who we are, so that when things get tough, we can respond with a heart that reflects God's love. Patience helps us be gentle and kind, even when we're frustrated, and it allows us to understand others more deeply. Let's pray. God, thank you for another great day living for you. Please help us to clothe ourselves in patience today and every day this week. We want to respond in a way that reflects your love to others. Help us to respond with understanding instead of frustration. In Jesus' name,
amen. So as we go throughout this week, let's all try to practice patience in our daily lives. And remember, patience isn't just about waiting quietly. It's about taking time to understand others and trusting that God's timing is always perfect. Just like God is patient with us, we can be patient with others in the situations that we face.
Well, be sure to tell your mom or dad to go to biblicallycentered.com for some free resources to go along with this week's virtues.
Until next time.
Happy birthday, Mom!